You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When nations fail to cut fossil fuel pollution, it makes global warming worse, and it may violate international law. In July, the United Nations International Court of Justice issued a unanimous opinion about countries' legal obligations on climate change.
The court stated very clearly that states have legal obligations to cut emissions and protect human rights, including the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment, and to repair harm already done by climate change.
Sarah Burt is an attorney with Earth Justice, an environmental law nonprofit. She says an opinion by this court is not directly enforceable.
It is nonetheless an extremely authoritative statement of what the law is. This will be a legal precedent that can be taken up in future cases, whether cases before international bodies or cases before domestic courts.
For example, lawsuits that challenge new fossil fuel projects or seek compensation from polluting nations to fund climate adaptation in vulnerable countries. So this landmark opinion could guide efforts to hold polluting countries to account. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Now, coming up on this week's show, we'll be getting to some music from banjo player Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, as well singer Kurt Elling, music from Lambert Hendricks and Ross, and bassist Frederick Olari, to mention a few. So hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music out of the German jazz scene from the group Rejazz. Off the album Cool Tributes Revisited, this is People Hold On.
Looking for a meaning, everybody's doing their own thing, and nobody's solving the problem. Ain't nobody helping each other out. Some people give in to fear. Some people give in to hunger. Some of us live for the future. And some of us wonder, give a little light, give a little love. Maybe there's enough for everyone. Give a little hope and a little trust. Maybe there's enough for everyone. Frustrated. Why should we live with this hatred? We're all dancing on a thin line. They're making out, we're having a good time. So who's gonna give us the answer? We're sister and brother, giving into life, giving into love. Maybe there's enough for everyone.
listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music recorded October 11th, 1939. Tenor player Coleman Hawkins and Body and Soul. I took that off of the Ken Burns Jazz Compilation, the definitive Coleman Hawkins. Music recorded here in Montreal before that from alto saxophonist Remy Bolduc and his work with tenor player Jerry Bergonzi, the album 4 plus 1. We heard I Remember You, John Rooney on the piano, Fraser Hollins on bass, and David Lang on drums. Guitarist Romain before that and his composition For Wes off of his album French Guitar. Music recorded in France in 2005. Featured some solo work from pianist Christophe Cavero. And the set started with a track from the album Cool Tributes Revisited from the group Rejazz, featuring singer Inga Luning, the track People Hold On. We'll keep it going with some music from singer Kurt Elling. This is off his album Passion World, the track Si Te Contara.
Si tú supieras mi sufrimiento, si te contara la inmensa amargura que llevo tan dentro, la triste historia que noche tras noche de dolor y pena llena mi alma, surge a mi memoria como una condena. Si tú supieras, te importaría si te dijera que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses arrepentida. Si tú supieras mi sufrimiento, si te contara la inmensa amargura que llevo tan dentro, la triste historia que noche tras noche de dolor y pena llena mi alma, surge a mi memoria como una condena. Si tú supieras, te importaría si te dijera que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses arrepentida. Thank you. las ojeras te importaría si te dijeran que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses arrepentida. Sufrimiento.